Jason, I think we've seen a masterclass from your fellow Australian, sadly not playing for Yorkshire.
Yeah, absolutely. To an extent, we allowed him to play that way. I suppose yesterday afternoon was, was disappointing in a sense. We just gave him too many four balls, and that gave Middlesex a lot of confidence. On a good batting surface, I think the grounds would need to be commended. It was a very good cricket wicket. At the end of the day, as I've just mentioned to Dave Fulton there, we just didn't get our skills right, and we paid the price.
Was it the bowling yesterday you felt that got Middlesex off to such a cracking start as opposed to today?
Absolutely. I thought our efforts were much better. Yesterday we were pretty poor. And the bowlers acknowledged that. They won't mind me saying that at all. They understood. Far too many half volleys, far too many short and wide balls. First class level, you just can't afford to do that. It's simple as that. One thing that I'm really hoping is that our bowlers, will take stock and learn from this. It just shows that you just can't. You've got to make sure you get your skills right. As often as you can.
Most frustrating thing is that you probably bossed the game for much of the time.
Well, look, we did. We didn't score a lot of runs in our first innings, getting 178. But then to come back and bowl out Middlesex, with a lead of 55, I thought was outstanding. And it's been really a game of two halves. It's probably the disappointing thing is we bowled so well in the first innings, and we're only talking missing your length by a foot. I just think, if you miss your length by a foot, looking to pitch the ball up and you over pitch, it turns into close to a half volley. And full credit to Middlesex batsmen, they were putting those deliveries away. We couldn't come back from that.